Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Dying for Chocolate by Diane Mott Davidson, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This work, copyrighted 1992 by Diane Mott Davidson, is recorded by arrangement with the Publishing Mills Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1996 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Diane Mott Davidson opens with a quote from The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. "I wouldn't ask too much of her," I ventured. "You can't repeat the past." "Can't repeat the past?" he cried incredulously. "Why, of course you can." And now, Dying for Chocolate.
Chapter 1. Brunch is a killer. I hate it. And among food people, I'm in good company. James Beard found the idea of having a heavy meal between meals idiotic. He said, "You don't have something called lunny-dinny, do you?" Actually, the reason professional caterers dislike brunch is that it means getting up at an ungodly hour. As I lay in bed at 4:45 the morning of June 3rd, I realized that in a little over 4 hours I had 60 people to feed. There were mountains of fruit to slice, muffins and breads to bake fresh, thick sliced bacon to bring to sizzling, egg strata to cook slowly until layers of hot cheddar melted over warm custard. And finally, there was coffee to grind and brew. In this case, lots and lots of coffee that I would have preferred to have been drowning in. With eyes closed, I imagined floating in a warm lake of cappuccino, a cocoon of Pima cotton sheets and down...